Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with news coming out of North Korea. North Korea may have a missile that could be used to attack Israel and the United States. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
It's interesting, China really moving into the Middle East, endeavoring to try to get a situation so that they can, from that particular location, go after Israel. Talk to me about what we've been hearing, that North Korea has a massive new missile. And it's now being said that that could help Iran as they threaten Israel. What do we know?
Well, here's what actually happened, is that the North Koreans recently had a massive annual parade where they trot out all of their weapons and their prototypes, and they showed four gigantic tractor erector vehicles, 11 axles each, 22-wheeled tractor erector vehicles, where this gigantic road mobile missile could be stood up and then fired after it moves to some new deployment area. What we don't know, Jimmy, is whether they've actually test-fired. In fact, there's no open-source information to show that they've either test-fired this actual missile or whether they've test-fired the rocket motors that are believed to power it. If it is a real missile, which, again, there's some doubt on this, it could, experts are saying, reach any place of the continental United States with a very large nuclear warhead. But again, a lot of this is hypothetical. So far, North Korea has never actually deployed a missile that it first unveiled at one of these national parades. So this could just be a feint. It could just be a sign to the Trump administration or to an incoming Biden administration that, hey, we're still here. We still have a nuclear weapons program, and oh, by the way, yep, we are still designing long-range missiles, ICBMs, that could devastate the United States of America if you don't pay us off. Because in the long run, that's what the North Koreans have always been seeking from the United States, is that we would pay them off to get rid of their nuclear weapons.
Ken Timmerman's report on the potential for a new North Korean missile that could attack America and the Jewish state of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ken's report not only speaks of a present-day threat on Israel and the United States, but also a prophetic scenario that is an absolute in the upcoming 7-year period of judgment known as the tribulation. Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12 speaks of the kings of the east who will be the major players in the last half of that tribulation period. China and India will make up a large part of those kings of the east. But North Korea will be included as well in that scenario that will be fulfilled in the near future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...